This is an interview with Roger Bolamy in his house in Wingate, New York.
Wingdale.
Wingdale, New York. And the date is the 28th of September, 1968. Forrest Selvig is doing the interviewing. We'll try this later on and see how the recording, but generally it's very good. It picks up.
It's
very well. Well, Roger, let me ask you first of all how you became interested in art.
Well, I can say now it's many years, mm-hmm. many years ago. I suppose I was always interested in art. I suppose I can say that because when I was a kid, about 12 years old or even younger, mm-hmm. I used to go and see shows in galleries. But at that time, I was also very interested in music. We lived in Belgium and in a very large house, and there was an attic which was probably bigger than the house I'm living in now, with much higher ceilings. When I think about it, the studios that I would have now if I were living there was really beautiful, really beautiful. And my father had put old trunks in one of the room, and one day, hunting for things, see if I could discover anything up there, I found a violin. And I began to pluck it, the strings were still on, and I began to play, and I learned all by myself to the point that somebody once heard me and wanted me to take lessons. My father then sent me to a school which was sort of a, I guess we'd call it today a trade school. What it did, it gave the opportunities to kids of about 12, 13 years old to spend a year getting normal education, arithmetic, French, and whatever, I think a little bit of history, geography. And the rest of the time was spent in workshops. There was a carpenter shop, a foundry, and an art studio. It was really a wonderful place. And of course, in that art studio, I was immediately discovered as somebody with, at the time we called talent, much talent. It's true, I did things very well, very beautifully done. And I was immediately picked up as a person who would be capable of doing things in the world of art.
This was at the age of 12, right?
12, between 12 and 13. And then we also had music, and the teacher, professor who taught music there, immediately after hearing me sing, I suppose I had a nice voice at that time, contacted my father and said I should really take up singing. The sculptor and painter of the art courses had also told my father I should do something in the world of art. And also, we had a little class about once a week where we did some acting. Now, this is really quite a progressive type of education. Mm-hmm. I think when I look back at it, the trouble with it was run by some, I don't know, really, I forget, but it must have been a socialist type of school run by socialists, mm-hmm. because on the 1st of May, I had to parade with the school, and God save me, I didn't have to carry the red flag, yeah. but somebody in the class had to carry a red flag. I was carrying a piece of equipment used in a foundry, mm-hmm. a mold or a part of a mold, something like this. We were parading down the street in front of my house, and my father saw me there. He didn't like it at all, and he followed the parade to a place where there was a big rally. And of course, the rally sounded very socialistic, and immediately the next day he said, "You get out of that school." I stayed up to the end of the year, June, July, whenever the school year was finished. And the next year I was sent to